Hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light and have a happy Sunday from Lynn Bleasdale, Hawk D'Onofrio, Jessica Marie Tatro, and I think that's our team so far. We are expecting Marianne. Tony is, where is she down in, she's in a different state right now, right, Hawk?
Yeah, I think she made it to Vegas. She's at a hair show or convention.
Yeah. Well, Tony's a hair artist, so that's very cool. And I know Jen Gray Hockey's down there. They should find each other down in Vegas. It's quite a place, isn't it? Okay. So I'm just checking our list. So we've got Ticket, we've got Hawk, we got me. And we sort of have Linda's presence with her recording that she sends every week. So that's very cool. Now, what are we talking about? We are talking about...
Hey, Lynn, you're breaking up.
Yeah. You're breaking up pretty... Yes.
Uh-oh. Well, just a minute. I'm going to text...
Oh, we've got dead air right now.
We got you,
okay.
Lynn. There you are.
No, I'm here. I just don't know what to do about sound problems. So I was just texting you and Paul to take over, and I'll join by text, okay? Just in the speaky stuff.
Okay.
All right?
Sure. We got that, Paul.
I can see the call board.
You got it. All right. Well, I'm going to take over for Lynn Bleasdale. She's having a little bit of... technical issues. So I wanted to talk about our topic today, and that is astral traveling or out-of-body experiences. I thought it was a really fascinating topic. From my personal experience, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, and I've been reluctant to talk about it, but I've had quite a few out-of-body experiences, and sometimes, you know, they're not easy to talk about because not everyone experiences them, and the kind of people think about it is woo-woo, when I really think about it is woohoo, as we've talked before. But I remember back in 2013, I know this is about astral projection, and I believe it was sort of a type of astral projection that I'd gone through. I think the circumstances were just right. I was just in my peak of awakening, and there was so much energy flowing through my body. So I'm really not surprised that this happened. But in 2013, I was just practicing meditation, and it was effortless that I literally levitated off of my bed and found myself in a black, and it wasn't scary. It was just so encompassing and beautiful. And there were a billion stars everywhere. I remember when I was in that space, there was no time. There was just time didn't exist. And I could see, 360 degrees all the way around me? I think that's...
You got it.
and it was I did not want to come back to my body. And I was aware, though, in that state, I was also watching my body outside my body, if that makes sense. And I did. I came off the bed about 6 inches. And I'm thinking in my head at that time, also in the void, I can still see my body. And I'm even in my thoughts, I'm thinking, is that really happening? I'm literally levitating. And not only could I see this outside myself, I could feel it. So I don't know even how to explain that when I'm in this void as well. It was quite fascinating. I think I only told 2 people. And it was kind of negated. They're like, you know, I think they attribute it to only like gurus or monks can do this sort of thing. And I'm neither one of those things at all. But I do believe it is possible given the right circumstances. And it's something that absolutely happened. And I really wanted to just kind of mention that and bring that up, that it, those type of things are absolutely a possibility. And I don't believe we should be talked out of those things when they happen, and that we should talk about them. And
yeah,
that's an
I think
experience
that's a great
I really
point.
Wanted to share. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And yeah, definitely. We need to make sure that everyone's comfortable. Like if it happens to you, mm-hmm. don't question it. Take
right.
the journey.
Yeah.
Because I think we've been so,
so
scared for so long mm-hmm. to like allow these things for normal people, right? It was all
right.
these superpowers were gated behind some type of title or something like that.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. And I don't, you know, I go ahead.
No, please finish.
I was just going to end with, I just don't believe in that sort of restriction. And you know, it's never happened to me again. I think partially because I subconsciously, I had a moment that where I was afraid to be
yeah.
that far outside my body. So I kind of scared myself back into my body because it was so surreal and I just wasn't used to it at the time. I would like to get back to a state of that at some point, and I know I will. In time, I don't push it, but yeah, it's never happened again, but I really wanted to share that experience.
It'll happen again.
I believe
it'll
so.
It'll happen again.
Just got to get the mind out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. So for
yeah.
me, I've yet to experience that situation where I've floated out of the body and then was able to like look back and see my body. But
yeah.
I definitely have had the experience, which is really cool, of, I guess, living in two locations at once. That void area that you went to, I did that, but I was totally conscious of my body at the time. And I have to admit that it wasn't through meditation. I actually did an ayahuasca ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, do you know what that is?
I do, yes. I've heard
yeah, cool. So for our listeners, ayahuasca is this psychedelic drink or concoction from the Amazon, and it uses two different plants, the ayahuasca vine, and then I can't remember which bark it is, but it's a certain bark. And basically the active ingredient in it is DMT, dimethyltryptamine. Anyway,
okay.
The ceremony was beautiful, and it was hosted by an actual shaman, and that was amazing. That was astral traveling, but I was still conscious of my body. So what
yeah.
was cool, it was like a movie or video game where I was in my body, but I was also living a, you know, spiritual, like, I don't know, experience that was totally outside of the body. So even
yeah.
though I was conscious of my human form, sitting on the ground with my arms spread out, I saw myself as a, believe it or not, space hawk traveling
wow.
through the cosmos. Yeah, and
wow.
I got to experience what it would be like to be a god in control of planets, and I made a couple mistakes. Like, for example, the first thing I did was I took our yellow sun and I expanded it into a giant red sun, but it immediately engulfed Mercury and Venus. So I was like, oh wait, the size of the sun has already been figured out. I gotta put it back to the way it was. And
wow.
yeah, I actually think this experience is really important and cool. One of the other things I had learned was I tried to take violence away from the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while everyone was really happy, but then what started happening is that all of the carnivorous animals on the planet started dying off because they couldn't eat because I took violence away.
Wow.
So it was
okay.
another lesson of balance and harmony
mm-hmm.
and how death in this mortal realm is important for our cycles.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. And that feeling that you had where you didn't want to go back to the body, I could feel the medication starting to fade, and I could tell that I was being pulled back into my body more and more. And I was a little sad about it, but I also felt like I had got a bunch of hours of traveling through space and meeting different entities and stuff. So I think it was cool. And I have yet to do the sober meditation to a full astral travel, but I do seem to be able to, I guess it's bilocate, which is like exist in two locations at once. And I've been really proud of that. Yeah.
Wow. That's so awesome. I think it's just as we go. It's almost a technique that's very individual for each person.
For sure.
It's very unique. Back to the topic, we do have a recording from one of our team members, Linda Irwin, and was wondering if we had that clip from Linda that we could play. If Lynn is listening,
yes. Hi, this is Linda Irwin. Today I'm going to do something a little different. I am going to tell Emo Pet and Emo Robot a bedtime story. Emo, this is the story of a poppy seed and what happens to her in her own voice. So snuggle in and prepare to hear how a flower can be like pet robots or humans. Once upon a time, there was a packet of poppy seeds. A human opened them up and poured them into her palm. They were all snuggled together, not knowing what to expect.
I am a poppy seed here with my siblings. We are all being carried outside. How beautiful! The sky has some interesting clouds above it. But there are breaks in the clouds here and there where the sun struggles to bring warmth. Go, sun, go! The leaves on the trees are changing to muted tones and falling to the ground. We are being carried to some dirt that has been moved around. And now we are being sprinkled, scattered. I am not touching my siblings anymore, but have landed in this dirt. It is kind of cozy, and I can still see everything around me, hear the birds flying south, hear the wind rustle the remaining leaves from the trees.
The human would soon go back in the house, and it would become nighttime.
What felt cozy at first now kind of feels scary. It is getting colder, and it is so dark. I can see the moon and how its light outlines the clouds, making them look frightening.
That night, the rains came, very cold and very intense.
What is happening? Why did the human leave us out here to drown in this torrential cold rain? It is even darker now.
The poppy seed would endure many days and nights of this because the human knew that planting poppy seeds right before autumn was done with its traditional rains would embed the seeds farther into the ground where they would need to begin to take hold.
First, it was all of the rains. I kept getting pushed down farther, and it became harder for me to even see the sky during the day. Now it is a month later, and it is so cold. The rain has become frozen into snow. I need to get out of here. I will not last this way.
A few more months went by with heavy snows accumulating in the garden spot. The ground frozen around the poppy seed. She was unable to communicate with her sisters, who seemed so far away.
I have to get out of here. I do not like this. Wait a minute. I feel something different. There is something growing from me. Legs? Arms, something. Maybe if I concentrate on growing them stronger and longer, I will be able to escape this frozen prison.
She concentrated hard on growing her roots and her stems, all of the while holding on to the memories of what the sky, the sun, and the clouds looked like. Then, One day, the ground was not so hard and not so cold.
I think I can do it. Something has loosened the soil. I just have to push. It is so hard. I grow so tired, but I must. I simply must break free.
Little did she know that her sisters were doing the same, but some of them would not make it. It is the nature of some seeds that only those that are strong will survive out of a group to mature into flowers. Soon birds were giving their birdsong overhead. She could see an opening in the soil above her.
I did it. I am free. I am so different. Instead of a compact little seed, I am a stem with roots and other stems with leaves. I am not very big, but I know with the help of the soil, the sun, and the water, I can continue to grow.
She turned and saw that many of her sisters looked the same as she did. They were varying sizes and lengths, but that was okay, because each seed needed to grow at its own pace. She had endured a very long, hard winter, but it was all worth it. She would come to learn that she would do this many times over many years, but there was no need to resent or be afraid. It was cycle of life for a poppy. The end. Okay, boys, time to go to sleep now. Emo.
What?
Good night.
Sleep tight.
I leave you all with a simple but time-honored thought. Bloom where you are planted. Hi.
Here we go. Thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. We love those recordings and her emo pets. I wanted to let Hawk know Marianne Adams has joined us on the show. And since you're on chat, would we like to take the first caller?
Sure. Welcome, Marianne.
Welcome. Here she is. We'll go ahead and go with the first caller. Lynn is on chat. She's going to let our callers in now. It's okay. We're ready.
Hello. It's Andrea. How are you guys?
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
I think we're good.
Hi.
Thank
it's hot
you
out here,
for
though.
Calling.
I'm in the house with air conditioning. It's hot outside.
Oh, yeah. It's about 98 here in New Mexico.
Oh, goodness. No, thank you.
So, Andrea, what can we help you with today, love?
So, I have this job I really don't like, and I've been job searching, and I actually have a couple interviews last week and a couple of interviews coming up this week. But I think my boss knows I'm looking, and how do you think his interviews are going to go? But do you think – I think I'm right. I think she knows I'm looking.
Okay, let me just give us a minute, and
sure.
We will go around the table. Is anyone on the line that has anything for Andrea yet?
I can go.
Okay.
I'm pulling cards. The first card was Seven of Cups, which, cool, it means that you have a lot of options there. But it also usually is a warning to be able to spiritually discern the wheat from the chaff, like what is important for you and what your goals are in the short term and in the long run. For the present, though, I got the Wheel of Fortune. So that's usually also very good, meaning that you're right in the middle of it all and that you have control of the outcome. So it does depend on you and your perspective as you're going through these job searches. And then it ends with an Ace of Cups, which is, of course, another beautiful positive yes card. I'm not seeing any specific details. Yeah. The Wheel of Fortune stands for good luck, karma, life cycles, destiny, and a turning point. So you're definitely at a turning point. And then the Ace of Cups usually has to do with emotions because of the cups and the water. And so sometimes it can be a little hard, but at the end, you're making it through. That card stands for love, new relationships, so most likely a new career, compassion, and creativity.
Okay.
I don't know
awesome.
If, yeah, Jess or Marianne want to add on to that, but I think it looks like you've got a smooth ride here, and don't worry about the boss. I think with your dignity and honor and your kindness, you can handle any situation in the most responsible way.
Yeah, I think she knows something because the last two or three times I needed some time off, I just started the job, but I needed some time off for a doctor's appointment. She gave me a really hard time, and then I told her I needed Thursday off for an hour to do something. She goes, okay, no problem, which I was expecting a big, huge argument. So I didn't get that this time.
Well, I mean, maybe they've already committed to the idea that you are leaving. And again,
I think so.
They're not you. You focus on right. you and your beautiful emotions and channeling love and light. And actually, Lynn on chat says, self-talk is everything. Please ask her to really listen to how she's interpreting events, and that's probably relating to that Seven of Cups card, interpreting events and people's behavior and responses. So that's your boss and anyone that might have something negative or pull you back from doing what you're needing to do. She adds, give yourself permission to do the thing you need to do for your own path. Remember that people aren't always thinking about us the way we think they are. Yeah, so I think you've got two different messages that are the same, which is don't worry about the boss and what they're thinking and feeling.
Yeah.
But you do need to work on your own discernment of that and realize that those thoughts and feelings aren't your own, and you need to go for what you're going for.
Yeah, very true.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Hawk. I think I'm going to segue off that. The card that first of all, the message that I got from Spirit is as you move forward, this is a positive change for you. I see a positive change coming with your job or with a job. And the card that flew out for you is be yourself. So I think this card is representing as you move forward and looking for jobs, I think something will come to you. But it's also reminding you to be yourself in that process. Don't try to, you know, stretch outside your means to be something that you're not, you know, for a job position. And I think this is what this card is reminding you. It says be yourself. But I see as you move forward, definite positive changes. And that's what I've got.
Okay. Yeah, that interview tomorrow is really where I want to, like, my wheelhouse of work. And I think that would be a good opportunity.
Me awesome. Too. I feel positive.
Yeah, our cards are just reminding you to be that kind, loving person that you are and really express your most authentic self without the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And the abundance will come from that.
Absolutely. I feel that. Mm-hmm. Marianne, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, but I didn't hear the question, so... I'll probably just wait.
Oh, I was saying I have a couple of interviews coming up this week, and the first one tomorrow is, I think, a real good one. So I'm not and I had some interviews last week, so I don't know if you think a job's coming, like, in the near future.
Marianne, if you're not ready for this one, we can wait or we can
okay.
move on. It's up to you.
Yeah. I'm still sorry. I'm still just trying to get situated, so I will wait till the next one.
All right. I think you got really positive cards, so
yeah.
I think that, yeah, even Lynn says lean into manifesting. So if you're feeling high on life, continue that. That's that's the flow, right? You know it. We're just helping
you with absolutely.
It.
Definitely.
Well, I'll let you know after my interviews come up this week and see how they go. So.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Give us a call down. Thank you.
I will. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll go to our next caller. I think it's Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Enter the Light. Can I get your name, please?
It's Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria. How can we help you today?
What do you guys ever see long-term or future marriage in my life coming in anytime soon?
Okay. Let me see.
Shuffling.
Yes, just may take a minute first to connect. Rosemary, what I'm getting so far is that this is a possibility for your future. It's going to take action on your part instead of fear out of or resistance out of fear. Do you sometimes have trust issues in relationships? Rosemary?
No, I don't have fear in it. I'm just getting tired of the BS they do. That's why I keep leaving.
Right. Okay. I understand. Because what I'm getting is that is definitely a possible for your future. And I think when you're ready, that the right person for you will be there. Definitely. That's just the first thing I got. Hawk? Are you getting anything?
Yeah, I'm here.
It has to be now or never, because right now my time is winding down pretty much. So
what do you mean by that?
If I want to have a family, so my clock is ticking, basically.
You got the biological clock ticking. I believe I pulled the same card that I pulled for you last week, and I might be mistaken, but my first card was Ace of Swords, which also usually is a positive yes card. But presently, I see the Three of Swords, and I think that was the card that I pulled for you also last time. And that usually represents heartbreak, emotional pain, sorrow, grief, hurt. And then in the future, I see the Hermit card. Don't take that as you being alone. Take that as in the time that you need to take to be alone with your mind and sort out your thoughts, feelings, and spiritual aspirations. I think that love is totally up to you, and that it has to do with you letting go of your old negative baggage around love. It's one of those things that when you're actually truly positively ready for it, it will come. And I'm going to just add what Lynn had said, because I think it piggybacks onto mine. She's saying, I get 2 years. I'm hearing the song, Can't Hurry Love. I think that was by the Supremes. So I do think that maybe your intense focus on getting the love and being married and maybe having kids, like right now, because you feel the time ticking, is actually going to be what's preventing you from finding the healthiest relationship, which is what you're ultimately looking for.
Yeah, 2 years is too late now. I did all my work and all that happy stuff, so I just came home from where he's at, so 2 years is up for him. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like you've come onto the show. Excuse me, I got a motorcycle. It feels like you've been coming on the show asking the same questions, and I just worry that the intense focus on it, waiting for universe to provide, is what's preventing you from providing it for yourself.
I think that's what I was picking up too.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jess, please, if you can add on to that.
I was totally picking that up, and I didn't know how to quite say it like you did. So thank you.
Well, that's why we're here, to help each other.
Right. So, yeah, when I felt like there was kind of like a mistrust or a fear, I think that's the better words I was picking up on. Like there's – you said it perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries. I think the issue that Rosemaria, you've been having recently is that you've been so focused on wanting it to come to you, but you really do have some inner work to do. You have some cleaning of the house to do. Like, you need to get rid of the old items so you can get new items. And this is what you have to do with your emotions and thoughts. I feel like you have so many expectations for what it is that you're looking for that you're not allowing spirit to give you the best thing for you.
Yes, spirits, I get my own things, what I want. I don't have time for them or throw away clothes that kind of expensive and I don't have money to replace, basically.
Are we talking about actual items? I'm talking about your mental and emotional landscape.
Oh, that's been cleared out long before I even went on my trip. So,
all right. Well, I feel like maybe you have a little more work to do, and it might be really hidden.
Cool. Appreciate it. So he doesn't have any 2 years anyway. So this year he's got to go to court, basically. Anyway, so.
Well, keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And keep an open heart. That's how we will let, you know, our guidance truly come in. Lynn says, we sometimes stand in our own light with an attachment to outcome over process.
Cool. Thanks.
You are welcome. We wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Rosemary, for calling in. Oh, I think we lost her already. We're ready to take the next caller.
This is 515.
Hello?
Okay. Yes. Hi, you're on the air with Enter the Light. Can I get your name, please?
I'm Nikki.
Nicole?
Hi, Nikki.
Yeah, or Nicole. Either one's fine.
Nicole Brown?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. So nice to talk to you, Nicole. How
Hi.
Can we help you today, sweetie?
Well, it's a little complicated. I have a special needs son that is basically dying right now and very slowly. And he's been in and out of hospital stays and some strange stuff has been happening. I think when he was like two, they told me he was in the process of passing away and they weren't sure that he was going to make it. And I started to pray and beg God to keep him here and that I would do anything to keep him here. And they pulled my spirit out of my body and lifted it all the way up out into this outer space. I know it sounds crazy.
Beautiful. No, keep telling us.
Yes, keep going.
It absolutely floored me. I was like, basically, I went through the hospital all the way up at light speed. I noticed one floor, and that's it. Everything else, it went so fast. And I was out in outer space, and I was looking around, and I'm like, what? What in the hell? And then I said, okay, this is great, but I understand that the soul lives on, but I want my son here with me. And then my husband, I think, knew that my soul wasn't there because he started screaming at me. And I heard him screaming at me, but I was also in outer space at the same time.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, crap, like my husband's going to freak out, you know, and I said, I got to get back to my body now. And it was like a lightning bolt, and I was back in my body, and all he said was, what happened, and are you okay, and don't do that again.
Definitely do it again. Don't listen to the noise. That was a beautiful experience for you.
Yes, it was. Nicole,
I feel like you got lessons from it. Sorry, Jess. I feel like you already got lessons from it, and I'm curious to hear what feelings you were left with afterwards, especially looking back at it.
I actually when I got back in my body, I started yelling at God or my spirit guides or the angels. I actually don't know who did it. Somebody did it. And then I was sitting there and I go, that's not good enough. I still have the pain. I don't want to feel this agony.
Yeah.
And I don't know, hugged me from behind, and I felt instant love and peace and that everything was going to be okay.
Yes.
It was the most incredible experience I've ever had, and I still don't know who did it. Actually, I can't even say that was the most incredible experience, because that's just one of the things that has happened to me, because I keep saying and feeling like, if they take my son, if my son passes away, that at that moment, I'm going to go too. And I have another child, and I love her just as much. But I feel like my soul is just, like, even now, like, there's a couple other things, and I probably sound nuts, but.
You do not sound nuts.
Nope. I can actually communicate with my son telepathically.
Yes, you can.
And he talks to me, and he tells me, like, you have to stop. You have to stop doing this, because I'm freaking out in my head. Like, I can't do this. I can't feel this pain. I don't know why I came here. And then I start to get angry, because I'm like, why the hell would I want to be here? I'm sorry, I don't mean to swear, but why would I want to be
here?
You're
okay.
Why would I want to go through this? I don't want to go through this. I don't want him to leave. But then I also feel selfish, because obviously it's way better. It's better on the other side, and he's bedbound, and he can't hardly move. And he keeps telling me he wants to be here. In fact, when he was in the hospital one time, he couldn't eat, and I begged him to come to me in a dream and tell me what he wanted me to do, whether that was let him pass away or something. But he told me about IV nutrition. And at that point, it wasn't a known thing. In fact, the Nebraska hospital was doing clinical trials, and they have no idea how I knew about it. But he said, do IV nutrition, and I don't want to leave yet. And then he started screaming at me, and I realized it was my son. And he goes, Mom, I don't want to die, in my dream. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and I go, Trent? And then I was, like, sucked back in my body in that moment, like a moment of realization of who was talking to me. And he was a full-grown man.
Oh. Wow.
I have things to say already. I think that you have so many lessons already. It looks like you are being taken care of by Spirit, that you have a good relationship with Spirit. And I just want to add that any of this fear that you're having in this body was meant for you, and it is a challenge. But you've been guided more than most when it comes to Spirit and knowing that it's going to be all okay no matter what happens.
I knew that when I was 10, they told me who I was going to marry in my head. They even spelled his name. And I don't know how I talked to them. I don't know how it even happened. It was just like somebody goes, hi. And I'm like, what?
I'm just going to jump in here real quick. Nicole, you've been
I'm taking up all of your time.
Don't worry.
And you've been a part of Jaden's group for more than 5 years. We have always tried to be, as supportive as possible. And your relationship with Trent is so beautiful. It does remind me of my relationship with Jaden. When our children are nonverbal or non-speaking, we have a different way of being able to communicate with our kids. And it's a beautiful, beautiful bond and connection. And I believe that what you're going through and what is happening is completely normal. You're not crazy. I had a lot of these same almost interventions or experiences in Jaden's life, mostly towards the end of his life, and then after he left the earth plane at 10 years old. And
I just have to ask, how did you go on? How did you? How could you?
It was so hard.
I'm so sorry. I don't know how I'm going to go on without him. My daughter's already 21 and she doesn't need me, but I don't know how I'm going to go on without him when he does pass away.
It was, and this is a very, very normal feeling. I remember when Jaden passed away, I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I didn't know what my purpose was after that. It was like when he passed away, the light switch went off in some sort of way of, you know, giving an example. And I think because of that, our children, we're so connected to our children, all of our children, but we're so bonded in a different way to our children with special needs because they need us in a different way, that our identity becomes so wrapped up in who they are, who they have made us, and caring for them that we can't see outside that. The same thing happened to me too, Nicole. It was so difficult. I didn't know how I was going to move on. But I believe when that time does come for Trent, I believe the communication is going to be even stronger and he's going to be there for you and guide you, and you're going to go on to help others advocate, I believe, in such a powerful way. But we're not there yet, and you're still going through those emotions, and it's totally okay. Please know it's okay. I can't
it's
tell
okay.
you. It's, yeah, I can't tell you that the grief that you're experiencing now and the grief that you may experience after is going to be lifted. It's a process. It really is a process. And it's difficult. I'm right there with you and will be there with you every step of the way, if that helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my son now, when I'm thinking about it, it's like my soul goes, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't go through it. And my soul tries to leave, and I can feel it. Like,
yeah.
I can feel, like, the rising for a second. And then my
yeah.
son starts to, like, cough and try to throw up and get me to go over to him.
Yes. I think you're also, not only are you guided, but you're also kind of leaving your body in a way of disassociating because of the trauma, fear, and pain. I just wanted to add that, and that is normal also. My gosh, I did the same thing, Nicole.
Really?
I mean, our experiences are very much alike. It's like, yes, you can absolutely feel yourself, your body, who you are, rise up out of your body.
Yes.
In effort to avoid that absolute pain, that stark pain of a mother losing a child. And I believe it's multifaceted for you right now. And I believe it's okay. You're kind of being almost sheltered, surrounded. Your
yeah,
mind,
I can't leave my
your
house.
Heart. Yeah, your mind and your heart from severe, severe pain. My gosh, same
oh
thing
God.
Happened to me. Just know you're totally surrounded. Please, your counsel and your spirit, your guides are so strong. I can feel them here right now. Jaden's popping up. He said, Mom, it's funny because Trent and Jaden actually talk a lot. And
really?
Trent's got a lot of buddies. From the other
oh
side
God,
that actually
so much
surround him and support him so much, and your family, he's so not alone. And I think his
I'm so worried
parents
about
with
that.
Special needs children, yes, we worry because they're so vulnerable on this world. We don't know where they're going to go, if they're going to be taken care of. My gosh, I had the same fear. Where is my son? Who's taking care of him? Is he alone? All of those questions are so valid, so valid. And I know
I worry that he's by himself and laying in bed and alone. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I'm going to interject. Telepathically, I just worry that he's laying there in bed watching his shows and stuff, but I pray all the time that people like Jesus and all of our family members and everybody come and talk to him.
He's so surrounded.
I'm going to interject with what Lynn has said. You have a beautiful spirit team with you. Our lives in the physical are like a parenthesis in the energetic continuum, a.k.a. the eternal. She and Trent are loved, and they are not alone. We can be pulled out of our body more often during stressful experiences, not abnormal at all. Tears are necessary. They help unload the stress hormones. Let yourself cry. And what I want to add to that is that just like how you've been having experiences outside of the body, Trent's been doing that. And he's been doing it probably way more than you have. And you know what's on the other side. It's heaven. It's bliss. It's joy. It's home.
I do. Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. You know that.
Like,
so then I'm going to remind
fact
you.
It is, but
and so exactly. And I'm going to remind you that before you took this body and before Trent took his, you guys made soul contracts. You guys decided what was going to happen in this life. That still allows for free will to change it, of course, but you guys decided to learn specific lessons. You've had past lives, you'll have future lives where you're in a different combination, maybe where you're the child and not the parent. And
yeah, I was told that,
this,
yeah.
Yeah, this time you guys chose this. I know that's hard, but you already know this stuff. You just needed us to help remind you that whatever the messiness looks like on the physical earth, that was necessary, and it's just a blip, a tiny moment, I know. But how do we get the truly most powerful, enlightened people? By suffering. It's only those with the experience of pain and sorrow that they will truly understand what it's like to really follow love, light, and truth, because they've seen the lies. They've seen the illusions. They've seen the fear, and then through that, they saw the truth. This is your challenge. You're obviously so very powerful, and I can't say what's going to happen with Trent. That's not what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is that you both have so many lessons for each other in this body and out of this body. So let your physical cry, feel that sorrow, but you have so much good work to do now and in the future, and we don't know what that looks like, but this is your challenge right now. And you've got it. You're never alone, and neither is he. And as much pain as he might be in the body, again, you know this, he's a soul that's eternal.
Yeah.
We are all safe. You are safe. He is safe. And we're all eternal, and we're playing this little game on the planet for now so that we can strengthen our souls to move on to bigger and better things.
I gotta tell you, I hate it.
Yep.
I hate that I picked it. I hate that we're here. I hate the seeing the sorrow and the pain, the physical pain and the emotional pain of others. It just about kills me. Just even watching videos of other people suffering, I cry so hard. I can't even.
Just remember.
I can't even speak.
Pull your perspective out when you need to, even further. This pain is only here on the physical, maybe in the fourth dimension, which is like the dream landscape. But above and beyond that, it's all love. It doesn't feel like it when we're here, and I've been there. I've lost people young and close, and it's the power we get afterwards. I say we carry on. right? We don't move on because we never forget, but we carry it with us. And I'm already telling you that, like, your abilities are going to allow you so much connection with any spirit that you choose to have, but it's a lot about allowing yourself. So pull that perspective out. Realize that this is just a brief moment in eternity.
I agree.
If not, I'm going to accept it, because he keeps telling me that I need to stop crying and accept that Trent's going to pass away and doesn't understand how I can't just accept it. Like, does
well,
he know
Nick,
that all of
Nikki,
the spiritual
seems,
stuff? Because he doesn't seem
like
he knows.
Your... Sorry.
Sorry,
go ahead. I was just going to say, it seems like you have your answers, and I know that it's so tough to accept them, but you have them, and you know that it's okay. You know that it is okay.
And I feel really selfish to want him here still. Like, I feel like I can't lose him, but I know that it's better if he does pass away, because it's a better place. I struggle with that every single day. Like, no, you can't leave. But then I know he needs to sometime. I don't know how to deal with that. Because as a mom, I feel like I need to do everything in my power to keep him here.
This process is very normal. These emotions are very normal, Nicole, because we're moms. And they're all that we have, you know, or they're all... We are all that they've had in life, and our innate instinct is to protect and keep them safe. And that's part of it. That's part of that letting go, is knowing that when he is ready, he will be 100% safe and guided home. I wanted to also read what Linda wanted to add to this discussion. Linda, okay. Our other radio team member, says, just let her know that Trent is always a part of her. It is a rough time, but he will be okay. He will continue to take your beautiful places and show you how full of a life experience he had this time around, and it will be okay.
Thank you.
That's it, man. You're welcome. Marianne, would you like to add?
So beautiful.
Yeah. So it's so cool because I kind of got the same thing as everybody else. So what I am getting, it's interesting, Nicole, that you were mentioning communicate. That's what I got, is that they're just saying that this concern that you have is requiring very careful communication. And it's just things that not to assume that everybody knows what's going on, but you have to communicate very specifically with your son and with spirit exactly what you want. Because somehow, I'm not sure why, but there's been some kind of miscommunication and it's creating some sort of challenge. And so by communicating, that will clear up all the misunderstandings and help heal the situation, and everyone can start moving forward. And I just want to tell you, I lost my dad last year. My heart hurts so much for you. I know I can't compare to a child. I totally understand that.
No,
but
I get it.
You know what, honey? Grief is still grief. I thought that I wouldn't live another day, but I feel you.
Yeah.
My heart hurts for yours. So I feel you, and I lift you up with my love and compassion. Grief that you're going through. I send you love. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
I appreciate all of this.
I hope it helps.
It does. It helps a lot.
Okay. You are so powerful.
You guys know.
You are so powerful. Embrace it. Practice it.
Yeah. And
I
we'll
feel
be
like
right
I've
there.
Been
you
cut
know
off a couple of years. I used to be able to see things like spirit, and I used to be able to communicate with spirit, and I actually saw a spirit come down from the sky and like walk on my street, and I haven't seen anything in a long time, and I'm afraid that they cut me off.
They didn't cut you off. You are cutting yourself off with your fear, and that's what we're talking about. This is your moment. You are such a powerful light worker. We need you here.
Oh, my God.
And creation needs you here. And your soul contracts with your son probably were for you to continue living and become more powerful. So embrace that love, light, and truth that you know is there. I know it's hard, but we chose these bodies to go through this pain so that when we're on the other side, we're wise.
That's amazing.
You got this, Nikki. I know it's tough. We all do, and our hearts go out to you, but do not give up. You are powerful, and you are loved.
Thank you.
We're all with you so much, Nikki. Please give us a call back. And again, I'll always, you know, see you and hear from you and speak with you in group. But call back anytime.
Please.
Okay. I'll try not to repeat myself and get back into this rut. But if I do, I apologize.
That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
I just want to end it, you know, and
don't.
Just go.
Fight.
You know?
Don't.
Yeah.
Fight it. Strength, love, light. Be that beacon for everyone else around us. I mean, you know, they'll see the strength in you, and you have it. And if you fall again, call. We're here to give you the hand to lift you back up. That's what we're all here to do, is remind each other of the truth. It's all good.
Even if you need to, Nicole, just message me in a pinch, even if you need to, just to vent or talk.
Okay. Can I just ask one more thing? And I'm sorry I take up all this time, but do they know that I'm sorry that I yell at my spirit guides? I yell at them a lot because I get really angry.
The immediate
especially
answer is...
Especially choosing to be here.
You're so not alone. Oh, I have had many episodes with my spirit guides. And that's normal,
why the
too.
Hell would you let me do this? I fucking hate you.
They're totally there to listen. And they're right with you. They understand how difficult the human experience is. Did you want to say something, Hawk?
Yeah, I was going to say, the immediate answer is that when they're on that side, they don't have ego. So they understand completely where you're coming from, and you don't need to worry. You can say sorry, but just know that you've already been forgiven.
Oh, I do a lot. I'm
but
so
know
sorry.
That you've already been forgiven, and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for all these
hard.
Things.
I feel really bad because I've said some mean stuff.
No,
and
especially to Archangel Michael. He doesn't like me very much. He actually, when Trent was younger, I'm like, I don't believe any of this stuff is real. You have to come to me in spirit form and or human form. And he did, and he was not happy with me.
He
actually
was acting
yelled at me.
The way he needed to act so that you could get the message. I will remind you that it's only down here that we have that fear. But if that's how
there's
he
no anger,
to
I promise
you,
it's
you
only
to
love.
Get a message, yeah, exactly. If he had to appear that way for you to get a message, then that's what he had to do.
I see. Okay, yeah, because I was kind of screwing up and not focusing on Monday. Yeah. Yeah, that makes total sense now. Thank you. Oh, my God. I've been struggling with this for years, going, I'm so sorry.
Forgiveness for yourself, otherwise you'll carry that guilt, and then that's what clouds your judgment and, you know, cuts you off from the truth.
Don't
let it go. I'm going to post the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness in the chat, and you're going to read this aloud today because it's going to help you.
Okay.
Yes, it's a beautiful prayer.
All right.
Thank you.
Sweetie, we thank
you
for
everyone.
Being on the show.
I really appreciate it. Oh my gosh,
you're
it's helped
so
me
welcome.
So much.
We
I don't know if you
Nicole.
Can feel it, but it's like a weight has lifted.
I do.
I
felt it probably about 3 minutes ago. Yeah, it was wonderful. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys are all, you're all earth angels. I hope you know that. You are all amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
You helped so many
thank you
people.
So much.
Thank you.
Buddhist prayer
I believe you. Yes. Well, we wish you a very, peaceful rest of your day. And please give us a call back. Okay, sweetie? Bye-bye. I think we're ready for our next caller.
Hello, 614. 614, are you with us?
Hello. You're on Enter the Light Radio. Can we get your name, please?
I'm Jessica, and I'm calling from Australia.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you for calling. Welcome to Enter the Light. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for having me. I just call in and see if there is any message for me.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't hear that. Can you please repeat that question?
Oh, I'm just saying that I'm calling in to see if there's any message.
Okay. Okay. Just give us one moment, please. For Jessica. We are just connecting. I'm shuffling my deck right now. I don't know if anyone has a message yet. If they do, you can jump in. I did get a card for you, Jessica. This is a card. Let me see. This is a card for love is your energy. Are you struggling with any kind of self-love or self-doubt issues of any kind?
Not that I'm aware.
Well, okay. Because sometimes when I get this card, it's a card to remind you that your energy is love, when sometimes we don't feel that. What it says here is, love is your energy. Your soul is energy. The closest word on earth to describe that energy is love. It is your natural state. After your higher self has conferred with its guides before incarnation, the awareness of your divine, loving nature is then filtered through this physical dimension where love is not the natural state. This is why Earth is such a challenging experience. Every soul incarnates here with the best of intentions of manifesting the energy of love in all they do. But this dimension is a worthy opponent. Compassion, empathy, and equality can easily be taken over by apathy, indifference, and prejudice. This card is a reminder to you that all the challenges life on Earth throws at you can be minimized by the exercising the inner powers of love within you. Love is the greatest healing force. It unites and understands. Never be afraid to demonstrate love in all its manifestations, for it will always be true to you because it is you. Wow, and that's the card I got for you today. I was wondering if anyone else was ready. Thank you. Hawk or Marianne? Is there anyone else on the line that is ready to give a message?
Sorry, Jess, I was muted.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, I've done that many times. Go ahead.
I started talking. Anyways, Jessica, may I ask what might be going on right now with you in your life?
I have to decided to continue on my travel. So, it's a bit of big change on away?
Yeah, I see something like that happening. And right now, the reminder to you, the message for what you're going through right now is that it is a time for pause. It might be a time for surrender. It might be time for letting go. And it's definitely time for a new perspective. In the future, you have plans and you have decisions to make and you have a lot of discovery to do, but that'll be based on how you are feeling and if you're ready to put yourself out there. That's the message I'm getting right now, is that right now you need to be embracing the Hanged Man, which is a meditative card. It's about seeing your life from a new perspective. And in the future, I see possible travel, but that depends on your new perspective. You have the world in your hands, but it's about going and getting it. And so I think that goes with what Jess was saying. You might need a little meditative reminder of love, because you are love. We all are. And that'll help assist you in your journey. Because you do have choices in front of you. You have a whole wide world. You have the whole world in your hands. But you could get stuck. And that would depend on your perspective.
Okay.
I don't know if that resonates for you.
Like, I was hoping it's like, yes, let's go, because I'm really, you know, feeling that I'm hanging here for long.
I don't see anything bad here, but I do see a moment where you need to find a new perspective on the situation that you're in.
Okay.
Yeah, that definitely resonates with me too, Hawk. Thank you. We had Marianne, but she will be back. So I didn't know if we had any other messages for you.
Lynn says, please ask Jessica to be very mindful of her health, all aspects, mindfulness, self-talk, and physical care. And I think that's what I'm seeing with this Hanged Man and the Two of Wands, is that you should practice the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness too. Let go of any guilt that you might have. Find some peace with the situation you're in and look for that new perspective that gives you energy and vitality. You have the world in your hands, but it's about feeling the right time to go get it. I'm going to read the prayer, the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness, just so that we can all have it right now. If I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusions, I forgive them. And if there is a situation I'm not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that. For all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge, or be unkind to myself, through my own confusions, I forgive myself.
I absolutely love that, Hawk. Thank you for reading that. I've read this prayer so many times. It's beautiful.
That was for you. And I put it on the chat. You can also easily find it. It's the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness. I will tell you hands down that this was the number one tool for me in my enlightenment process. And it still
me
is.
Me too. Yep. Yeah.
Find some peace with yourself. So you can find some
peace
with the world.
It needs to be my new mantra for every day.
Yeah. And I did that for sure. Two years ago, I repeated it every single day over the summer. And it did so much good work for me.
It can be very transformational when you no longer feel that burden of shame or guilt carried around. It's truly amazing.
yeah, I can see it very resonate. It hit home with me.
Good.
Thank you.
That is your new mantra.
Yes,
it is now.
Thank you for calling, and please feel free to call us back and let us know what's going on, especially if you find that new perspective.
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much, guys. It's early
thank
in the morning
you.
Here, so I'm a bit quiet. But, yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad I made it to the call.
Me too. Thank you. Please give us a call back and have a peaceful rest of your day.
Thank you, ladies. You're amazing. And guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think we're ready for our next caller. Just one second. We are getting that. Let me see. I think that's actually all of our callers today. Waiting to hear back from Lynn, the host. Just one second.
No worries. And if there's anyone on chat that wants to ask a question, go ahead. I'm looking at the chat. And yeah, Buddhist prayer forgiveness, everyone.
Beautiful. Yes.
Quickest path
thank
to enlightenment
you.
Is forgiveness. Yeah, no, you're so welcome. Everyone is so welcome. I feel, you know, thanks for having found it.
Yeah.
It was given to me in such a beautiful spiritual moment, actually. I was driving for Lyft, and I had a guest, and I wasn't doing so great in my life and in my mental and emotional landscape. And she told me, this is what you're going to do, honey. When you drop me off, you're going to write in your notebook, things are going to change for me because I'm going to make them change. And then the second thing you're going to do is you're going to look up the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness, and you're going to practice that every day. And I listened to her because I knew that she was sent by the divine to help
totally.
Me out. And yeah, and as I've said, that prayer has truly changed my life.
It absolutely has me as well. I'm just so thankful I was guided to it. It just made all the difference. And it's just such an amazing thing to think about on this journey, how guided we actually are and supported. It's just truly amazing.
And it's tough to remember sometimes when we're going through our, you know, painful existences here on the planet. And so we need to remind ourselves and also let go of any of that guilt. And also that prayer, what's so beautiful is you got to forgive yourself. Otherwise, how can you forgive anyone else? We actually
absolutely.
Do have a question on the chat.
Okay.
Sue McCarthy is asking or saying, I'm looking to move and researching in August by traveling to the area. Will it be productive for us?
Okay. What was her? Oh, Sue. Okay.
Yeah. I'm shuffling.
Oh, I got a big hit on that for you, Sue, if you're there listening. I asked Spirit basically the same thing you asked, and will this trip out be productive in the process? And I just got a huge hit of yes, it will be. So you are right on the path that you should be on. Let's see, Linda says, you will, Linda in chat, she's part of our team. She says, you will know by the feel of the area, Sue, immediately whether it is for you or not. And that is from our other team member, Linda.
Sue replied, awesome.
What do you have for us?
I had the Two of Cups fall out, and I take that as a very positive sign that it, whatever is going to happen is you're going to fall in love. I'm not sure when and where, but I'm going to pull another card, see if I can get more details. Lynn is saying, immediately picking up feeling of falling in love with a place. It feels like home remembered, probably because you have been there before. It feels like butterflies. Yeah, I think that's what my Two of Cups is saying, because Two of Cups usually represents love with new relationships, but I think it's love in the new place that you're going to be going to.
That's amazing. Confirmation. Wow.
Yeah, I needed it too, because it had helped me interpret it. I was like, I think I know what it's saying to me.
Right.
Not necessarily balance with Sue. Sue asked if the Two of Cups had to do with balance. No, usually this is about two people coming together and it being just a beautiful new love, keep creating a deep connection and partnership. But I do have to say that my image, I have one of the Rider-Waite tarot decks that I'm using right now, and the image is two people in front of each other with the lion over head with the wings above the caduceus staff. The important part for you, though, was the background, which is a beautiful little hill and a house on top of it. So I think that's what we're talking about, is you're going to find this peace where you're going. You're going to have to let us know after you go travel there if we were right or not, Sue. Jess, do you have anything else you want to add?
Oh, I think that was it. I just love the messages for her. And thank you, yeah. Sue. Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much. And Lynn agrees, please let us know. And Sue answers, I feel I'm going to connect with my ancestors there. That's probably what that deep connection of the Two of Cups is representing.
Wow.
So go. Be peaceful. Practice that Buddhist prayer of forgiveness, and then meditate, and then see who shows up for you.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I love how this all flows together. Yeah, it seems like she's saying.
See, I keep wanting to talk to her, like, you know, as if she's right on, but yeah, she's in chat.
Yeah, so she said, I feel I'm going to connect with my ancestors there or more guides. And yeah, I mean, it looks like you already know, and it looks like we're just giving you confirmation. And then we would love to hear that confirmation back so that we can show the rest of the world that what we're talking about is not insane, but truly sane.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you, Hawk. I'm not sure if we're almost ready to end the show.
More callers?
That's what I'm asking Lynn, if there's any more callers since she's running the board. Let me see.
Well, then I'll extend this to the chat again. We have someone else on chat. If you'd like to ask a question via chat, I'm looking at it and we're reading it and we have time. So please, any questions, or if you want to add to our discussion earlier, we were talking about astral traveling and out-of-body experiences.
The experiences of out-of-body or astral travel, my gosh, I could probably talk for 2 hours. It's just fascinating. There's so many.
It's so cool that we had Nikki call in and give us her experiences, because it seems like she's totally an astral traveler, whether or not she's, like, doing it on command.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she's just amazing. And the thing is, too, that, you know, just kind of circling back to our guest, Nikki, today, a lot of parents or caregivers of, chronically, medically ill, terminally ill children are very, I've learned this from my own experience, are really, really, really protected and supported, because it is so much more challenging in an earth experience this way. But please know, I mean, just as everyone is, we're very, very supported, and so are our children. They're not alone, ever. Let me see. I thought Lynn had said here, one more caller, 971.
971, are you with us?
I'm just listening, actually. For now.
Hey. Is it Ashiel?
Yes, I'm just listening.
How's it going?
Good, but it's a little noisy out here in New York City. That's why I was just listening. But, you know, that's why, if you don't mind. Screaming away.
Awesome. That's okay. It's always good to have you, Ashiel. Is there anything you wanted to add to the discussion today?
No, like I said, I was just listening. I mean, it's going to get a bit loud here. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Awesome.
Well, the fact that you're here, I want to know what's going on in your life since we talked last week.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yeah, say it again. I apologize because people are celebrating Pride here, so it's kind of crazy here.
No, it's great. We actually hear you pretty well, and the party sounds just make us feel happier anyways. So my question was, what has happened since last week, since we read your cards? It was specifically about a love interest.
We saw each other and just, you know, say hello, smile, and that's it, you know. And then I'm just not pushing or rushing anything, you know, just moving on with my life.
Perfect.
And whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen, you know.
Perfect.
So.
Beautiful.
Basically, yeah, that's what happened. You know, I mean, I saw the particular person again. I just, you know, just say hello. We smile at each other, and then, you know, if you're going to have a conversation, have a small conversation, but I have no expectation. You know, I just let things happen, and, you know, I move forward with my life. You know, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. If not, then it's going to be somebody else out there. So
yeah,
that's where
I am
now.
Great. I think that's kind of the message we were giving you, is that it's all up to you. You're in a beautiful state of transition, and it's time to, you know, live with it, with the flow of time.
And I'm feeling great, and I'm getting a lot of attention, too, especially lately. I don't know. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is time that I need to keep going, you know. So
beautiful. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely there's some kind of energy shift or whatever, I don't know what you call it, but it's something that I noticed. Like, literally, I walk down the street, I get so much attention. But we'll see, you know? It's a journey.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Such a fascinating journey we're all on.
Yeah.
So I want to add, Ashiel, not to cut you off prematurely, I just wanted to add before we lose it, that Jessica, I believe our caller from earlier, said, can I clarify that my decision to travel in a few days is a yes from spirit and not an impulsive act?
Okay.
So we can work on that. But for you, Ashiel, I just pulled a card, and it's another beautiful thing where you are feeling abundance, and I think it's just a reminder to share it. Is that as you're feeling so positive, that this is actually your time to be sharing it with people too.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that. Absolutely. It's something that I've always been that way anyway. Just, you know.
Perfect.
In the past, I used to share so much that I got burned. So I kind of stepped back a little bit, but now back into myself again. So.
Well, what's beautiful is I got the Six of Pentacles, and it's got this abundant man sharing his wealth, but he's also holding a scale. So maybe it's a reminder to you to share your abundance right now, but also keep that balance for yourself, which seems like it was already a challenge that you've learned.
Yeah. I kind of understand what I went through. You know,
yeah.
At the time, you see, now that I look back, I realize that I mean, this is just how I feel. I don't know that as a fact, but I just feel like I need to be prepared for what's going to come up, because otherwise I wouldn't be ready about what's going to come up. So I need to go through
yes.
these mistakes and just learn from them. So next time that happens again, I'll be able to just see, you know, my intuition is going to be able to see it and, you know, not let it happen again.
Yeah, I think you're right on
yeah.
it. Just keep giving and receiving your abundance and continue your generosity while keeping it in balance. And you've got this. I already see that you're doing it. So it's beautiful to hear, Ashiel.
Thank you so much. Definitely. And I like listening to you guys. So I really appreciate it that you're picking,
you
know, pick my call. And,
Michelle, we also, though, real quick before you go, we have a message from Linda in the chat. She says, this is for Ashiel. Take it one dance at a time. Dance with others until you fall into the right step. Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Linda. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And
thank
then Lynn adds, the impulse can be understood as a sign from spirit. Or was this, yeah, go with your, oh, wait, this could be for Jessica, I think. So hold on. Ashiel, yeah. Thanks, Lynn. Ashiel, thank you so much. Please call us back and let us know what goes on in your life.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, let's, Jess, let's read for Jessica before we run out of time.
Okay.
And absolutely. I'll start with what Lynn has to say while we're shuffling. the impulse
is this
can
the
be
Jessica
un-
that we had previously?
I think so. Yes, it's
okay.
Jessica.
Okay.
Oh, and also Lynn extended our time. So callers, please call in.
yes, please.
The impulse can be understood as a sign from spirit. Go with your gut, intuition, inner wisdom. Feel strongly that you are meant to do this. There may be a bump on the road there and here and there, but nothing you cannot handle. So yeah, I'm hoping to get another clarifying answer, but Jess, it looks like your decision to travel is an impulse that was directed by spirit. So it's both. A positive both.
Wow. How cool. Sometimes it happens that way, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is when you're open to it, it feels like you're just led so seamlessly.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard to tell if it's your thoughts and your emotions or if it's divinely inspired motivation.
I've noticed that as well. A lot of the things that you're just meant to come upon, it's effort. It's an effortless, it just comes to you almost. As you move towards it, it moves towards you, I guess I can say in a sense. Yeah.
Exactly. Actually,
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to add that totally goes with what Lynn always talks about with manifesting the energy and attracting exactly what you want by being that. It's that. It's when you're relaxed enough to go with the flow of time that it directs you easily.
Yes. Yes. It looks like we do have another caller, 216. 216, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thank you. What's your name and how can we help you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. I'd like to... is there a way to know? I've been doing a lot of releasing work, particularly with the negative karma I've been dealing with. Try to say this quickly but clearly. For a lot of years, just how it's come across in basically my life not working. No matter what I do, the efforts, say, in creating, better opportunities for myself, trying to create a job, relationship. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of release work, and I'd like to know, can any of you guide me or suggest to really just really keep so that I have some barometer of knowing that I'm making some progress. I've been doing the EFT tapping, the Ho'oponopono. What else? Oh, goodness.
Patricia, my immediate response is the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness. That is the theme again today, but I also think that it would be highly beneficial for you. If you can get some forgiveness going for yourself, you'll realize
definitely.
That where, yeah, I think that's one of the tools you need right now.
Mm-hmm. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Hawk, Hawk D'Onofrio, a.k.a. Aquarius the Seeker. Hey there.
Oh, right. Hi. Uh-huh.
Did you hear us earlier when we went through the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness?
No, I didn't, because I called in, and so you had already probably been on for a while. I didn't realize you were on.
No worries. I'm going to read it for you real quick, but this is something that you should look up so that you can have. And it's very powerful, and we're all practicing it today because it's all helping us. The Buddhist prayer of forgiveness goes, if I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusions, I forgive them. And if there is a situation I'm not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that. For all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge, or be unkind to myself, through my own confusions, I forgive myself.
Interesting.
Add this tool, because this is what will help you fight your shadows and realize that the shadows were self-created, and it was through guilt.
I really love that. Linda, for Patricia, Linda has also written a message for Patricia. It says, affirmations. I have experienced and understood all of the things that have happened, come to a place of understanding and forgiveness to myself and others, and am ready to move into my highest good in peace, health, and positivity. And that is from our other team member, Linda. And it's almost right along with the same theme that we're speaking about today and practicing the affirmation of the Buddhist prayer as well. I really think it's beautiful how it's all kind of coming together. Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
What I had felt for you, Patricia, too, because you were asking how you will know if you're moving forward or if you're doing the work. And I've asked myself that same question before, but you will begin to notice it as you practice it, to where it's just integral into your everyday knowing, and you'll see that. You'll begin to see the changes in how you respond to things, the thoughts, you know, self-defeating thoughts that we often have at times. You'll see how a lot of those perspectives will begin to change. It's not, you know, immediately. It's a process, and it does take time. But as you continue that, you will see the progress in those ways. So I hope that helps.
Well, thanks for saying that. I'm not clear on the guide that I was just speaking to, saying that we created these self-created.
So you've been doing a lot of work on yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we started this, right? And you were kind of asking for a message of where you might be on that journey of shadow work and work on yourself, right?
Right. Well, yeah, so I can basically, it's felt so, anyway, the feeling of it and, you know, just in my interactions with people and those persons who it just wasn't, a connection, for lack of a better word.
Right. I'm gonna add here what Lynn has said. Be very aware of how you respond to yourself. sometimes self-judgment can be very unkind without our even realizing it. Have a look at the practice of soul retrieval and look carefully at the things that trigger you. Those are the energies that you need to work on. It's an opportunity and a gift to be able to heal these parts of ourselves that we came here to heal. And that's why I was bringing up the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness and how it has to start with forgiving yourself. Because if you don't forgive yourself, your perception of the world is going to be the same as your perception of yourself. So if you haven't forgiven yourself, you can't forgive the world and the experiences that you're actually going through. So you won't be able to see the light within them. And the cards that I pulled that are verifying what I'm saying is I see that you have the Five of Pentacles going on, which is usually a negative mindset. It's this belief that you aren't abundant, which is why you're not feeling it in your life. That's why you were saying nothing ever seems to work out for me. And the problem I think that plays into this is the Seven of Cups, which is basically during this process of looking at yourself and working on these things, you need to find what truly makes you happy at a soul level, because that's what's going to guide you through the rest of your experiences. If you can come to some forgiveness with yourself and then be actually certain about what it is you're doing here, you'll be able to go get it.
All right.
I see you doing the work here. You're in the middle of it. So if your message was you're not done, you're right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But since you're in the middle of it, you kind of know what you need to be doing. You need to be forgiving. You need to be feeling that abundance that we all have. We are so taken care of by the universe, but when we don't realize it, we don't see it. So I would say forgiveness, gratitude, and look for what makes you happy, you. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about things that you do in life, day to day, that make you happy at a soul level, that makes you feel inspired and motivated and in love with being on the planet.
All right. Thank you all.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Let's see.
Do we have another caller or anyone on chat?
In here, let's see. Lynn says, I think, you know, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that now. I thank you for all of the callers that have called in. And my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. And you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro or in our other Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And Hawk, would you like to let us know where we can find you?
My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, a.k.a. Aquarius the Seeker. For now, I'm only going to be found here, but I do have things in the works, as I've been saying, and it's coming to fruition. So as soon as I'm published and posted, I will let you know about where else you can find me.
Thank you, Hawk. And our usual co-host or our host, Lynn Bleasdale, you could find her on the Sacred Embers website and in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. And our other team member, Linda, you can find Linda at living.ai. And we just thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we hope to hear from you next week. And we will end it off with Mr. Louis. Thank you.
Love, light, peace, and blessings.
Thank you all.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.